This is the weekly humorous radio news roundup. I'm Don Brinkley reporting. President Trump dropped 22,000 pounds of explosives on a suspected ISIS stronghold in Afghanistan Thursday. Military officials described the ordinance as the nation's biggest bomb not to have starred Shia LaBeouf. A Maryland couple discovered a live scorpion in a bag of spinach they purchased at a local grocery store. The pair say the incident has affirmed their belief that anything tastes good with enough ranch dressing. In an effort to prevent a United-style PR disaster, Delta Airlines has authorized staff to offer up to $9,500 in incentives to passengers willing to be displaced by a lack of available seating. One thing the airline vows never to offer? Even 3 more inches of legroom. A much-anticipated North Korean weapons test ended in failure Sunday when the missile exploded on the launch pad. A defiant Kim Jong-un says the launch was still more successful than that of the Apple Watch. The world's oldest woman has died at the age of 117. The Italian is believed to have been the last living person born in the 1800s, and one of only 3 to have given a handjob to Mussolini. Researchers are warning of a sharp increase in a deadly condition linked to CrossFit. Symptoms include talking about CrossFit so much that someone murders you. In other news, a Missouri mom has granted an unusual wish, throwing her 3-year-old daughter a poop emoji-themed birthday party. Party guests reportedly played along gamely until they found corn in the chocolate cake. Rival airlines are capitalizing on United's passenger abuse scandal. Southwest has now changed its slogan to, "Not so bad now, are we?" A Secret Service agent on Vice President Mike Pence's detail was caught with a hooker, but Pence says not to worry, they weren't having dinner. Police in Austin, Texas were tipped off to an illegal prostitution ring after discovering a sewer pipe clogged with hundreds of used condoms. Investigators were still slow to connect the dots, believing initially they'd discovered Charlie Sheen's house. Bill O'Reilly is vacationing amid his sexual harassment scandal. Though he didn't want to leave, he did what he does best and forced himself. In the wake of the repeal of privacy regulations, Pornhub and YouPorn have announced a switch to HTTPS to better protect customer anonymity. So the number one way porn users are caught will still be Linda getting home early. Engineering students at the University of Michigan have created the world's largest Rubik's Cube. Weighing in at 1,500 pounds, the puzzle is expected to become a new cornerstone of President Trump's extreme vetting process. Weekly humorous radio news, breaking news into little pieces.